The question was asked. It is recorded that there is a custom that women do not do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. When we have Rosh Chodesh, so some women have the custom that they don't do laundry, they don't iron, they don't do malachot of that nature, on Rosh Chodesh. And this minhag is recorded in the Tur and in the Shulchan Aruch and in Chot Rosh Chodesh. And the explanation that's quoted is that in essence God wanted to grant the Jewish people 12 holidays corresponding to the 12 tribes, and when the tribes sinned with the Egel, they lost those 12 holidays, which would have fallen on Rosh Chodesh, and the women who did not sin with the Egel, they did not sin with the golden calf, they retained that holiday of having some form of day of rest, a miniature day of rest on Rosh Chodesh, that they don't do the laundries on Rosh Chodesh, they don't iron on Rosh Chodesh, they don't do those types of tasks on Rosh Chodesh. So the question that was asked is, being that we have on tradition that the tribe of Levi did not partake in the sin of the golden calf, why don't they retain the holiday of Rosh Chodesh? And perhaps we should institute a custom that they too should rest on Rosh Chodesh. So we don't institute new customs, but when it comes to this question, approximately 9 years ago, a child asked me this question, and I posed it to Rav David Feinstein, and he said that maybe when we look at the Chet HaEgel, the women did their best to prevent the Egel. What could they do? So when the men asked them for their jewelry, they said, no, where are we going to do an Egel? No way. We're not going to have anything to do with this. But the tribe of Levi, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes off the mountain, suddenly they could all take out their swords and they could go to war against the rest of the Jewish people. And you see, they have might. How come when the Jewish people went up to do the Egel, they didn't stand up against them? Where were they? True, they did not partake of the Egel. But the Jewish people assassinated Hur. The Jewish people were sinning. They were going to do idol worship. Where were the tribe of Levi then? So they didn't partake of it, but they also didn't stop the rest of them. So he said, perhaps that is why they did not retain this holiday, the Levim. Because the women, they did their best. The men, the Levim, even though they didn't partake of the sin of the Egel, but they weren't 100%. That was an answer that he suggested. He said it's a suggestion. Maybe that's the idea. maybe that's why. But what we do see, if we can conclude with this, that we see in Halacha that the custom is for the women. And it seems pretty blatant in Halacha that there's no such custom for Levim. So I don't think we could institute a new custom. But